the city council officials destroyed our stores at the 46 bus terminal. And they just came without notice and destroyed our stores with my goods inside the shop. So I lost everything, which I was surviving from. That is where my livelihood was coming from. Now I don't have anything to do. I don't even have anything to talk about.
How long were you running the business for? And also, did you have permission to set up your store?
We had permission from council, but it was verbal permission mostly, because the association which represented us brought the council officials for a meeting with us as vendors. That is about 7 years ago, and they allowed us to build our stores, and they came here and there to collect revenue from us. But we knew it was very corrupt the way they were doing their things, but we could not do anything, because if you did anything to ask those corrupt officials to come clear on what they were doing, you'd be victimized. They would push you out of those stores.
When you were paying for the stores, were you getting any receipts? Were they coming on official city council business? And how often did this happen?
This happened almost on a daily basis. But in recent weeks, we were now being given receipts from the council officials. But we don't know why they just came all of a sudden to just push us out.
But there are also allegations that most of the stores that were demolished were built there illegally. What's your view on that?
I wouldn't understand the way the council operates, but if they were illegal, why would they have left us to operate for almost a decade? I've been there, I think, since my first child. She was born in 2009. Now she's almost 5 years old, and I was surviving on that from that store.
What kind of business were you running, and were you able to at least save some of your wares?
I was selling cell phone accessories, but I did not manage to recover anything from my store, because when they demolished them, I was not present that day. I went to church on Saturday.
So what is the way forward now?
Now we are just hoping this new union we have, the National Vendors Union of Zimbabwe, will be able to help us.